And what is that water? Okay, I went to extreme to declare it the really the recipe for you. Okay, if this recipe is for you, and said these droplets of the waters will help. What are those waters? Next verse, تو بزن یا ربنا آب طهور. What was that ربنا? Anybody remember?
Our Lord.
ربنا, yeah.
ربنا.
ابننا ظلمنا انفسنا. Remember that? Means I blame myself for my shortcoming, right? This is that package of knowledge. Droplet is this. We'll explain it. First you will say, drop some water on this. Drop the water of that Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. The one that we go to him and talk to him. Our beloved, we blame ourselves. That knowledge. Because we don't have that knowledge. We know that. How do we know that you don't have that knowledge? You forgot about it. Because you're pointing finger outside for your shortcoming, you try to put the blame on everything but yourself. Look at you. That's why that was the beginning, that was the basic. I keep repeating it, writing it even in here to maybe force you to remember, because that's the basic. If led to the animal, to the driver here, I will blame anybody else, not me. Yeah? That's the water. That special water from Rabbana. If you do that, then suddenly the fire itself becomes the light. Transformation will happen inside you. When you stop blaming the rest of the universe and start improving yourself, realizing what you are and doing something for it. Yes?
All the water of the sea is under thy command. Water and fire, O Lord, are thine. If thou willest, fire becomes sweet water. If thou willest not, even water becomes fire. This search in us is also brought into existence by thee. Deliverance from iniquity is thy gift, O Lord. Without seeking, thou hast given us this search. Thou hast opened to all the treasure of thy beneficence.
What does that mean? You see, the argument sounds like this. The story was the line falling in the well. Story stopped. Rumi started to explain, first of all, that the problem is made by you. You dig the well yourself. Secondly, you are blaming everyone but yourself. And you are judging yourself, and that's ridiculous because you don't have that sword yet. You have to know yourself. To find yourself, you should find the people who are beyond the show-off and personal interest. Means the believers. Because this belief will make you a mirror. What is this belief? This belief is that hope I was talking about. Okay, I'm weak, this is strong. I'm brand new, this has been here for ages. Power is in here. Doesn't matter, I have the help. Because I'm related to that. That hope in me, but not in a way that relationship means that I'm connected, something automatic will be done. That relationship starts with one. Me accepting the responsibility of me. Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. This. With this, if I keep this knowledge alive in me that if there is a problem in me, I have made it. and I could save myself. With that help, which will be here, I believe in it. Why do I believe in that? This was the last part. Suddenly, he turned around after talking about Rabbanon, he turned around not talking to you, talking to God. When he said, all the water of the sea is under thy command, he didn't mean me. He meant that this huge volume of knowledge is needed somewhere. As someone looking upon it. Someone is controlling the general flow of knowledge. If he doesn't want it, the water becomes fire. Fire becomes water. Because the meaning of these both comes from him. He is the creator. If he wants, the fire will become sweet water. And if he doesn't want, even the water will become the fire. This is obvious stuff, right? Why did he need to remind you that? To come to the last one. So, I told you that you shouldn't give up. You should be hopeful. And you should always remember that he is there for you. All the ocean of knowledge is made for you. You remember that famous saying, you have to remember, and I remind you every time I remember, the thirsty people, they look for the water in this universe. Guess what? The water is looking for thirsty people. That's how we believe them. So, the water is created for my thirst. The thirst is created in me to seek the water. You know why? Look at yourself. What is this yearning in you? You remember that this is book one, means stage two. Stage one was yearning, and you passed it already, right? So you will look at me and say, what is this yearning in you? Oh, of course you don't like the yearning here, you will prefer the curiosity. Looks more scientific. Anyhow, what is this here for? I said, that's what I meant, he's helping me. Because he put this yearning in me to know more than animals. He gave me the instrument. If this yearning even comes from him, therefore, I believe he's there for me. Look at him, how he put it, that this search, aspiration, the word is talab, that yearning, the first stage. Talab. This yearning in me comes from you making it happen, ijab, building it up, making it. And getting rid of that nonsense, that darkness, that unjust we're talking about, is your justice. And guess what? How much did you pay for your yearning? He said he paid it for free. Because he notices that I was nothing. I was not even thirsty. I was not even curious. He gave it all to me. So I should appreciate even the thirst. This yearning you gave it to me, to us, and opened the doors to all treasures. What does that mean? When I say treasure, what does it mean to you?
Beauty.
Beauty. Where is this beauty treasure stuff?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's hidden.
If it is everywhere, why don't I see it?
Because I'm not seeing it properly.
Because it's hidden.
It's hidden.
It's hidden. Intentionally. One,